Hi, friend. If you love the information you hear in the podcast, then you will love the free mini series of videos that I've put together just for you. It's all about the biblical blueprint for health and teaches you exact principles I've taught to thousands of Christian women that result in weight loss, better sleep, increased energy, clearer skin, and sharper brains. You can go to thechristiannutritionist.com/miniseries to grab this free set of short, powerful teachings that will show you how to create better health God's way. It's at thechristiannutritionist.com/miniseries. Go check it out now. One afternoon after I picked up my daughter from school, she said, "Mom, what are we having for breakfast tomorrow? I need to eat a good breakfast before I take the STAR test." I said, "Well, we have some bananas that need to be used up so we can make some banana pancakes, which I just make with eggs and bananas." I said, "That way you have a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate. It's a very well-balanced meal, and we can top it off with some peanut butter." She said, "Okay, that sounds good." I said, "Don't you worry, sister. You got the right mama for food. You may not have gotten the right mama for other things, but food, I got you covered." She thought for a moment and said, "I may not have gotten the right mama for math." I said, "Nope, you definitely did not get the right mama for math." As moms, as people in general, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, and that's okay. Math is not my gift, but it's made me a nutritionist who can help people who don't like math, who don't want to count calories or track everything that goes into their mouth. And that can be a plus. God made us all different for a reason, but too often we focus on what we're not instead of who and whose we are. Proverbs 14:1, which says, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down." That can be a great reminder not to tear down yourself by focusing on what you're not. God made you who you are for a reason, with different gifts and different ways to bless the world. And sometimes what we think is a minus can actually be a plus.